Levitus is Yavna Oimer. Mo'oid, mo'oid, heavy shaluach. Shetikras enoish grima. We're holding in the middle of this discussion. And I think Be'erich, the point that we need to continue from, is to explain why Gaiva is such a dangerous special case, that unlike all midos, a person has to have the Derech HaYosha, Derech HaEmtzoi, and in Gaiva, you have to go to the Kseya Archoi. That's the point that needs to be explained. And if we finish that, then we have to understand how the second half of the Mishnah, Shetikvus Enosh Rimo, is the explanation, is the way to express this concept. Let's see a few words from the Bnei Yehuda, where he explains directly this idea. He says, "B'chol adayos kulam yesh la'olam lecho yisederach ha'emtzois u'b'mira ha'beinonis." That's where, like in the middle there somewhere, a little higher up. Avamira zushal gasas a ruach tzorch lisrachek mimenu ad haksei ha'achoy. You have to go to the end. Why? She'ein lecho mido koshi mimenu. Okay. It's not yet explanation, but at least it's giving us a quantitative quality for this midah, is that this is the hardest, the worst. Right. For now, we'll just say kosher mimeno, meaning the worst. There's a lot of ways to say bad. And kosher mimeno is one way of saying it. For now, we'll take it just as she'en lecho mido kosher mimeno. There is nothing worse. And then he continues, V'roif ha'aveiru shebatoiro tluyus bo. This is already getting pretty serious. But I don't understand. Yeah. This in particular? Let's take all of Arayis and all of Macholos Asuras. That's a very, very major portion of Torah. We would say that the Yesod of all of that is Taiva. If we had to blame it on Amida, we want an Amida that these Averas are Tluya boy, we would say that's all totally in Taiva. We wouldn't say Gaiva. Rav Aveya Shabbatoya can include Beron Chaveya, Sinas Chinam. It's something to do with 3 weeks, no? There, well, Gaiva is certainly one of the major factors, but let's say, wouldn't Kina get a pretty honorable mention also? Kina, Tzacharut, Natzchiyot, Kas. I would think that if we had to choose one, we would choose Kas to be the source of the most major source of the Averis of Ben Olam Chaveira. No, that's what we're trying to find, okay? So let's go right to it. Alright, now, the question is, does he mean also Revivation of Toyot Luis Boy? He means just the Loisa says? Also the essays, but even the Loisa says, say Chilul Shabbos and Yontif. That's all they say. All the laven that are involved in kochim and tayus. All laven. What does Gaiva have to do with it?
Well, it's not something to do with all the Kovas Lavos.
What's that?
All the Milas Lajonis. All the Esa Milas Lajonis. You can't come to without which Gaiva can. Kovas Lavos.
Well, we can. That's a Shari Chuva. It's a Shari Chuva, but will that qualify? Even if that would be true.
At least we have some area.
But I mean, I could think of a lot of things. If this could be said about 10 different things, then it would be a stamp poetic language, right? He means it seriously? He just said it just to get us scared? Like, what? Let's check. I mean, what does he mean? What Averis?
What was Gaiva again? I forgot. I'm sorry.
What?
I got a definition. I might be able to plug it in. Who's Gaiva?
That's the question.
Oh, that's the question.
That's the question. But now we know that we're talking about something pretty serious. If a roif has veirush betoyish luyis bo, meaning that if I get this one right, that I'm safe on the roif, which means that I'm a tzaddik. That's pretty good. Right? Just got to get this one right, and then I'm a tzaddik. A tzaddik is pretty good. Rosh Hashanah is coming up. It's not that far away. You walk into Rosh Hashanah as a tzaddik, a big tzaddik, a little tzaddik, a middle tzaddik, but a tzaddik. Well, that's good. Yeah, and tzaddik in Rosh is dependent on roiv. So if I get roiv right, I'm a tzaddik. And to do that, it's all dependent on one thing. Kas is one of the lists that the Rambam gives, even the first or second one on the list. Taiva and Kas are the two classical examples that the Rambam gives for the middle of the road. Because that's not Roiv Averis, Luyim Bo. That's something middle of the road. But Gaiva, Roiv Averis, Shabbatayr, Luyim Bo. You have to get this one right. If you get this one right, you're going to turn out a tzaddik. What is it? What's the secret? Let's remind ourselves that the simple understanding of seeing Gaiva as an intrinsic evil. I think we mentioned this last week. It has a serious problem that kind of eliminates the concept. Hashem Melech Geus Lovesh. If Gaiva is an intrinsic evil, then you can't say the Rishon clothed himself in evil. What? No, but the Gaiva itself is evil. Oh, that's going into the middle of the road again. That's what we're not doing here. That's a machlokes, Yishayin, a machlokes tanoi. That's a machlokes, whether there's an exception or there isn't an exception. And how much of an exception is. Shmini Shevishminis, there's other machlokes in it. About that sugi, whether even though it's not middle of the road, does it mean absolutely nothing, nothing, or does it mean there's still something, something? But b'chol oifin, the concept about using it right—that's middle of the road concept. So the easy way to say why you have to get rid of this completely is because most of the world, 99.99% of the world, is be'etzim toiv. And the question is using it properly. But there is one element called, let's say, the Sitra Acher, Amalek, all kinds of names we have for this fellow, Yetzahara, Sotan, Mal Hamolis, all kinds of nice names we have here. But this is Ra, total, right? Ra, from beginning, end, inside, outside, ra, ra, ra. That's all nothing. Zero. Bad. Black as night. No good. So if we could do that to Gaiva, so then we can understand that here is the one thing you got to run away from completely. Don't use the Sotan for anything. And when we say that you have to use the Yetzirah, that's when it's not meaning the Yetzirah that has to do with Sotan. It has the Yetzirah which has to do with Taiva or natural Koichas that the Vayishim gave us. But the Yetzirah to do with Averis, you have to get rid of that completely. Sotan you shouldn't be dealing with at all. Malach HaMavos, everybody understands we don't want to have anything to do with. You want to be a little meeting with the Malach HaMavos. At worst, it'll put you in the hospital, at best. I don't know if there's any middles by the Malach HaMavos. Right? But you don't have anything to do with the Malach HaMavos. You don't want to be in the same country. Nothing. Because that's ra. You don't want to do with that. That's negative, black, zero, bad, nothing. Right? So we could do that with Gaiva, it would be easier. It would be a lot easier. So then we just have to figure out why Gaiva is the ultimate evil. But if the punishment is dressing himself up with it, well then that goes out the window. We can't use that anymore. Now we got a serious problem. Now we have something that can be intrinsically so good that the Bernishman uses it for his clothes, whatever that means. Should we speak about what it means? Yeah, we won't. And it's still something so absolutely horrible that it's better not to have anything to do with it at all that you can. At least, minimally, should be mo'oid mo'oid hevishval ruach. If there's anything left over afterwards, that's fine. But every mo'od mo'od shval ruach, no middle-of-the-road jobs here. Why? Why? She'ein mida koshim imenu v'roi v'avei yeshevato t'luyas boi. Take it. Let's take it one step at a time. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. It says Mefurish in this pasuk, without going into any of the Rosh Hashanah and this Torah about Malchus, even though this is one of the pasuk here, Malchus. Shem Moloch Geus Lovesh. The concept of Gaiva is something that is the outward expression, the clothes of royalty, of Malchus. A Melech Bos of Adom. So if he's not a Melech Al Pi Torah, so then we would say the essence of a melech is gaiva. He's misnaseh l'mayla roish. He is it, but he says goes v'zeu. And going against what he says is decapitating. The Torah teaches us a chidush noyo. One of the places where you have the Torah directly, only one of the few places we have the Torah mentioning Midos, is in reference to a Melech, where it tells us that a Melech is not supposed to be Mizgoh alone. It's a steer in Neobe. If you're a Melech, then you have to be Mizgoh. The Am has to be Yorei Mea Melech. Lo Yorim Lo Vovoi. That's on the Melech. He has to be careful. Heart shouldn't be raised up over the nation. You want to be king or not? Does he wear a crown? He wears royal clothes? He does. He has a palace and he has servants running in front of him. The trumpet, the horns, and the whole business? Yeah. So what do you want? You want him to be king or you don't want him to be king? What's going on here? The answer. We should be ready to have some shaykhs to these things, but we're learning. Learning, you can learn. You can learn what you don't know, you know. You don't have any shaykhs to bring in korbanos right now either. So we can learn them. And then the range from Smala, Ki'ilu Hikri Vayla. So if you learn about Midas Tovis, I don't have anything to do with that Midas Tovis, but you learn. Maybe the Kodesh Vokh is Malo, Ki'ilu Yesh Lo Anoda. So, you know, we have to try. We touched a little bit on almost everywhere in the Mishnah. There's one word that we left out. We'd like to bring it to focus now. The Mishnah's word for describing the proper form is Shval Ruach. This is coming from the opposite of the way Gaiver is described in Chazal as Gas Ruach. You have a Shval Ruach and a Gas Ruach. What does it mean, Ruach? What does it mean, Gas Ruach? What does it mean, Shval Ruach? Inflated ego. Doesn't sound like opposites. What will we say is the opposite of Gas?
Yeah.
Adin. Dak. Not Shval. Gas Ruach doesn't mean Gas Ruach, it means Gaiva, and the opposite of Gaiva is Shval Ruach. Okay, fine. So why don't you say Gaiva, for example? Okay. Why is it called a Gas Ruach? Shval Ruach, Guach, Gas Ruach, Shval Ruach. I think we mentioned yesterday that there are three levels, yesterday meaning last week, that there are three levels, Ha'odom, qualities, Odom, Adoma, the lower level, corresponds to what's called Nefesh. Ish, highest level, corresponds to what's called Neshoma. And Enosh, the middle level, corresponds to what's called Ruach. Make it worked out. You like that? Right, a good shit. What does it mean? What does it mean? What happened? Mel told us that there are two that can't do avers. Not the goof on its own, not the neshama on its own. That's why they don't have any rima either. Adoma, no avers, no rima. Static, doesn't move, doesn't do anything, doesn't do any harm. Doesn't go anywhere either. But it's loyalim amedis, doesn't move, but doesn't get ruined. Neshama, too high to do with this. And Odom, a person has a combination of all three qualities. He has something that's too high, his neshama, that can't be lowered down to a veir. Will never turn into rima. Right? and can't be gas. There's nothing you can do to make the neshama gas. Elokai neshama shenesatopi. Lemrot everything that I've done, toiri. Maki. Adoma. There is nothing in the world that you can do to make it adin. It's the essence of gases. Afrius achumius gas. It's thick. It's heavy. It doesn't move. It's not see-through. It's not flexible. It's gas. The neshama is above. It's clean. It's toya. Toya is the higher term than adinut. Purity is more adin than adin. Purity is more not gas than adinus is. It's pure. Whatever pure means, but it means adin. It's very not gas. Adama, goof, is gas. Gas. There's nothing wrong with the goof being gas. It's thick and heavy and it weighs things. It's matter. What's matter? They told me, I don't know if they still think like this, maybe they changed their mind. When I learned these things, they told me that matter is something that takes up place and has weight. That's gas. That's exactly gas. It doesn't do anything. It has no quality. That's afterwards, sort of thing. But what is it? It's there. It's from here to there, and it weighs this and that amount. You can have more of it, you can have less of it. You can have a big mountain, you can have a little kernel of sand. There's no difference in the essence. It's pure gases. Same too, the other mitzad gufoi, if that's all it would be, it's a very sophisticated animal. Very special, high quality animal. A man animal, a human animal. And if that would be the way it would be left, that wouldn't be a chasor. There's no chasor in Gass's haguf. No, that's the way it's supposed to, that's what it's created for. It has a job to do. It, you know what its mile is? It allows dvorin that are shayach lo'ilam ha-machshava to be brought out l'maisa. There are things that are b'koyach to bring b'poil. B'poil is gas. L'maisa is l'maisa. It's gas, not theoretical, abstract. Down to earth, gas. You can only do that with goof. Only with goof can you actually do maisa. You do mitzvahs maisa. You need goof for that. It's got to be gas. But there's the middle grounds. The middle grounds is Enosh. Okay. Enosh, well, it can go either way. It can either be connected up to the heights of Neshama, and therefore bring the whole Adam L'Koinoi, Mechaber the Oretz up L'Shamayim, the Adoma up to the Ish, Enosh. You can turn the Adom, the Adoma into Adom Edma L'Elyoyim. Or it can be gas. And then it can even subjugate the Neshama, the Machshava, the intellect, the money, the Tivus. Running after the rat race, Soylem was a success. Going after success. That's called gas. So great. That's a very nice concept. What does it got to do with gas? I hear that's all very nice. That's, you know, being ruchni, being gashmi. What does it got to do with gas? We've mentioned this many a time, in many a form. and I'll do it again. Probably many a time and many a form. Because the more you say it, the better it is. It's what the whole world is all based on. Lately, we've been talking about Olam Hazeh and its two forms. So this is the exact same concept just brought over to Odom. Exact same pattern you're going to have throughout, wherever you're going to go. Odom, Olam, Torah, Shemayim, wherever you're going to go, you're going to have this Nekuda. The quality, human quality, which is the essence of creation. It's that chiddush of creation that made creation being worthwhile. That human quality of the combination of neshama v'guf. The nekudas of chiyuv, that's the place where it takes place. The kloli bchira is to what degree the ruach is a mokim and mishkan and a shoma, and to what degree it becomes gas in meshuvat the nefesh. Is it bringing up the nefesh to the neshama, bringing the neshama down to the guf? That's the pivotal point. That's in ruach. And the description of the wrong form is gas ruach. What's it dependent on? The ani, the me, the Odom itself. The neshama is above the person. The guf is below him. The person is the combination of that's above and that's below. Together, that's the Odom. It's a third thing. It's a third thing that is a combination of the other two. So it's the other two, it's the combination of the other two, but it's now a third thing. Yeah. Me. That's the me. That's the Odom Atzmo. That can be gas and not gas. What makes the ruach gas? The primary factor that makes ruach gas is the El Zor Asher Bekirchem, the eternal avodah, the internal avodah zorah, where the person sees his existence, his quality, his ani, his ego. You like that word, we'll use it. What does it mean? His me, his ani, as a self-definition, as something that begins and ends in and of itself.
Self-creation.
It has nothing to do with the history of how it happened that I'm here. That's secondary. What? That's direct. Koichi ve'oitzim yodi also li es hachayel hazeh. We're talking about a person who has major accomplishments. There's no way you can take it away. Away from him. He built. He did. He fought wars. Created, I don't know what he did major chayil, whatever the chayil is, major accomplishments. They make dinners and speeches and without any exomas. He did, nothing you can do to take it away from him. He did, and what he did was a product of his essence. Indeed it was. Not anybody could have done what he did. It's not just that he was a little luckier than the next guy. It's because he's he that he accomplished these accomplishments that he did. So what does he say? This is the essence of Gas Ruach. Koichi ve'oitzim yodi osu yesachai alezeh. I did it with my own. I am a self-contained entity that I begin with me and end with me. And here, look what I do. You'll see that I'm worth it. Right. Now, you maybe didn't do that, so I'm not so sure that you're worth it. Not so push. Maybe you're not. Actually, besides that, you did X, Y, and Z, which is actually not so chosh. So it could be that's gratariah that you're maybe dirt or something. I can tread on you. I can use you. I can manipulate you. I can enslave you. Koichi v'odzim yodi also liyasachai alazeh sinas chino all v'don chaveiro the wrong way is a must. Im koichi v'odzim yodi also liyasachai alazeh. Well, you didn't do it. Then you're not. Then you're not. Look what I did. Say, for example, if I became Melech, just to go back directly to the Malchus. So I ask any Goyish Melech, or any Jew, any Shroha, who doesn't know what Torah Malchus is about, and the refrain that you're going to hear, that it's very important for him that everybody knows, is that I am king. Remember that. Me, that's king. It's not that England has a king and it happens to be me. I am the king of England, and therefore there happens to be England. Now, the fact that I got the kingdom because my father was king, I got the kingdom because I killed the king before me, I got the kingdom because whatever, I got the kingdom, it doesn't matter. But right now, everybody knows, shekoichi v'oitzim yodi also yesachai alazeh, and I am king. The essence of kingdom in the Gas Ruach form is that kingdom is the ultimate success, ultimate quality. And however I got there, but if I got there, I am the only free person. And this is even a Torah concept. Everybody else is called Avodim. I'm the only one who has ultimate choice. Everybody else is only my servants. Avdei HaMelech, the biggest tsar, Tzova, the biggest tsar in the country, is called Eved to the Melech. Because Melech, and even in Torah that's true, the concept of Melech is something that is so totally on a different level that everything else is totally bottled to it. The Goyish concept of Melech means that therefore I am it, Nikuda. Everything else that exists in the world is there to serve me. The world, the people, the animals, plants, everything that exists is there to serve me. I am it. So, Baruch Hashem, we're not Malachim, so we're apart from this, right? Anybody who ever had to stand in line in a bank or in a doctor's office or in a government office is very, even though I don't want to call it by its name, is very aware of the concept of little kingdoms. You give anybody any power, all his power is decide whether he's going to put this stamp on your passport or that stamp on your passport, and how nasty he's going to be about it. That's all. In the end, he's going to have to put the one you need. But he can ask you 5 questions, or he can just give it to you right away. You think you're going to get it right away? Plead for it. Go through the mill. He has to ask you all these questions. It's kind of very important that you should know that you're only getting it because he is giving it. Because this is his malchus. He's little king. Kings aren't have to be king of England. They can be king of a pen. But he's king. And if you fall, you have the ill filth to fall under his sovereignty, bend your head down until you can get out of there. But as long as you're in there, don't try to fight. Put down your head. This is his kingdom. Go ahead. Poke at me, spit at me, do whatever you want. Go ahead. Yes, sire. You'll get it quicker. Because the only thing he needs is that you recognize that he's king. Once you recognize that he's king, it's clear. You bow down, you've paid your whatever you have to pay in whatever form you pay it. That's it. And then you can go on to eat up the next one. It's finished with you. You're eating.
Some told of my experience in school, right through college.
Yeah.
All the kuda of the entire thing.
That's not just school.
No, I'm saying that's school. All I got out of it.
That's work.
I was changing from one level
to another. No, yeah. That's school, and that's work.
And the real havamina here, we have the knowledge of such an extreme solution. Like the Malachim wanted to bow down to Adam, there must be some mile up there that requires that we go to an extremity here.
Yeah, oh, well, we said that last week. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded familiar. I just
wanted. Yeah. One second. I'm right in the middle. I almost got to the climax. Come on, let's, you know, I see the tension broke. What happened? You're too into everybody.
Here's the answer about 25 minutes ago. I thought
it was like because you're tired. Because I knew I had to start with this whole deal. All right, here's the answer. Only 25 minutes to go. Bottom line, there is only 2 possibilities of how to exist. As an Adam, in the Nekudas of Bechira, in the place where you are in control, where you do accomplish, and you are important, there's only 2 ways. The Gas way and the Shofar way. The Gas way is being thick-headed and not being able to see beyond your own limits, and seeing since it is koichi and it is oitzim yodi and it is my accomplishment and I am great and look what I did, I am king. At least here, right in this area, from this centimeter to that centimeter, I am king. Must fall into this trap. Absolutely necessary, because it is reality. Unless a person realizes, there goes our kingdom. It's all gone. It's like the marshal that Chazal gave in those days, the axe being mizgor on the person. Yeah. I chopped down the tree, the axe says. Who are you, Mr. Chopper, Mr. Woodcutter? Yeah, let's see you go chop down the tree. Right, take your hand and chop, let's see. Right, nothing, right? You're going to just break your hand. I, Mr. Axe, I chopped down the tree. How about Mr. Axe? Nachon. I couldn't try something without you. That's why I created you. That's why I sharpened you. And that's why I used my koyach through you to chop down the tree. So ultimately, you are a kli in my hand to chop down the tree. I chop down the tree with you. That's different. Now, it depends. If you're an axe and you're chopping down trees with some wood chopper on you, so then you're a kli. That's Odom, that's Adoma, that's Behemah, that's Loli. That's not such a big chiddush. That a kli, that's something that is basically passive, is not its own essence. That's not the chiddush of the Mishnah. That you can't write. That's bullshit. It never happened, actually, that an axe was mizgor on the chapel. It didn't happen. It's only a moshe. But step up the ladder by Odom, Ruach. He has, since he does have choice, and he does have activity, and he does have accomplishment, and he does have koiches. If he loses contact with the fact that all that he has, he was given, then he must come to the resultant that he is Melech. Chazal described Malchus in particular. Of all the midos that there are, Malchus leslei megarmei klum. A Melech has nothing, only what he gets from above. There are many qualities, there are many types of nekudos in the world. But Melech is the place. Melech Shel Torah, Melech Yisrael, David HaMelech, Chai V'Kayon, is the place where man shows in his essence that he is a Kli, B'Yad HaYotzer. He is an expression of Malchus Shamayim V'Sulo. The koyach of Malchus, the royalty of Malchus that a Melech Yisrael has, is that he is the representative of Malchus Shamayim. The Melech Kotan, to each one of us, are a Melech on our little world, on our little accomplishment, on our koiches, on whatever the Rabbi Shalom gave us for our chelek. We're decisive, we do, we accomplish, we're productive, and we should be. But there's only two choices. Here there's no middle grounds. Is it you, or is it the Rabbi Shalom? Those are the two choices. If you're not ma'oid ma'oid shval ruach, then you're going to be gassed to the point that you're going to not see it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're going to see it's you. Gass. The ruach will be gass. In your nekudas of pechira, in your nekudas of humanity, of accomplishment, of individualism, of your own existence, your essence, your value, you'll be gassed to the point that you'll see it as a self-contained entity. Shofo, ifnei Hashem, ashval ruach, a melech is the ultimate eved Hashem. David Avdi, the ultimate eved Hashem, David Avdi, Moshe Avdi, the two classical melochim that we have in Klai Yisrael. Moshe was the first melech, and David Melech was the Keser Malchus. Eved. Eved Hashem. Eved L'Klai Yisrael. The melech, Man Malchi Rabbonon, Shroro, Malchus Ani Noisin Loch, Avdus Ani Noisin Loch. That's real Malchus. real shrora, Torah Diki shrora, is a recognition that any level of shrora that a person's given requires him to be at a higher level of contact with Avdus Lashem, more closely connected to know that everything that he has and does comes from Hashem, and Avdus Ani Noisin Loch, to know that all that he is, the Melech, is there to be the serving factor of the kingdom. For the Moshul, it's given always in Chazal, the Rambam says, Melech Leiv Ha'am. The Leiv is Kimat, maybe the only organ in the body that never rests, is constantly, totally involved in work, and works for every other organ in the body, from the highest of highest organs to the lowest of the low. It's involved constantly, non-stop avdus for the whole Am. Maybe take it a step further in the Moshul of Leif. Look at the doers. The doers are the mouth, the hands, maybe the feet. Those are the doers in the body. When a person makes noise, when a person makes his roshim felt in the world, he does it with his hands, with his mouth. His heart is hidden away somewhere in the center of the body, under many, many layers, and hopefully will never come to the surface. And hopefully will never be brought out to the surface. It's hidden under all of the other layers, doesn't make noise, doesn't stand out quietly. It's news, the central Kodesh HaKadoshim, inner quarter, the heart is all the way inside, central of the body. Ma'oid, ma'oid hevi shval ruach. In order to have in every level of Malchus, that every human being in his ruach, in his existence, is a little melech. He was given in the world Chayev Adoloyma Bishvili Nivra Olam. That's the Midas HaMalchus that each person has. He was given special koichos, particular koichos, to do a special particular accomplishment. Nobody else ever could or will do what he can do. Only he can do it. That's his Malchus. In order for him to be attached and recognize that this is something that comes, that his task, that his accomplishment, is to do the Rabbi Yisrael's will in the world, he has to be shofar. He has to be an Eved Hashem. If he's gas, then he must see koich v'yotzim yodhi yosves ha'chayel ha'seh. She'en l'chol midor kosher mimenu, all of this, by definition, means going contrary to the master plan of the Vayishu. The Vayishu created a world, man, Metzius, Torah, in a real form. Emes, in a proper, full form, Shlemus. Avera, every Avera means a chet to reality, a distancing, going in a direction other than the Rabbanim Shlomo's world. man's koyach to do aveiros. Malachim can't do aveiros and behemoths can't do aveiros. Only man can do an aveira. The reason why man can do an aveira is because he can take the world for himself. The prerequisite for roiv aveiros, where on that prerequisite the kina, taiva, the kovod, and all the other koyches that bring a person to aveiros are have room to grow, is that he sees the bishvili nivra olam klapi the rabbanim shalom. This is my world. This is my accomplishment. This is my existence. These are my goals. These are my interests. This is ani amelech. Chi ani amelech. The total state of a man, his total ruchnius, has a choice to stand between one or two stages. Either ke'eved ha'imid lefnei ha'melech, or ke'melech ha'mishtalet al ha'olam. My basic ruchnistic existence can be either korv la'Hashem, eved Hashem, or the opposite. Then the world is mine. I am the central, the tachlis, the essence of the world. The first one is called Yerei Shamayim. A man who stands in front of the Rabbein Shalom, even in a general oifin, not at the high level of Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Somed, but in a general oifin, that he sees himself in the Rabbein Shalom's world to do the Rabbein Shalom's will. If that's his basic stance, then his essence of his stage, of his quality of life, is Yerei Shamayim. It's very hard for him to do aveiros. Aveiros don't come easy for a Yerei Shamayim. Roiv aveiros he's potter from. A person whose stance in life is Yechi Ani HaMelech. Yeah, one of my own, I own a cow, I own a car, I own a house, and I own a Rabbanu Shlomo motorcycle. I have a guy. That's one of the things that I own. I use him for my religious needs. In such a state, the Yitzhar doesn't really have to work very hard. Rav Averis come naturally. Almost whatever the Yitzhar will send will fit right in. Roiv aveiros, gluyim b'zeh. Why only roiv aveiros? Why not all aveiros? Because the Yetzer does have some other tricks also. There is a miut, which, if we'll find the right Mishnah, we'll talk about it. I don't want to go off the subject to describe that miut. I just wanted to point out there is a miut of aveiros, which is called, in general, Ein Tzadik Ba'oretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechto. There is something intrinsic in human existence, in the difficulties of Olam Hazeh, that even if a person doesn't have this problem at all, there's still room for chet. But it's a miyot. The roiv, if he's an Eved Hashem, he doesn't do chet. And if he's not an Eved Hashem, if he didn't do a chet, it's only because he was sleeping. Because he was too busy. Because he was occupied. In a chanami, as the Mishnah says, toiv toiv derechem, giyas shteim ishkachas ovoi. One of the ways that you can keep away from chet, even if you're be'etzem all for it, is to be busy. It's always good to be busy. And the Yitzhar doesn't have time. Because as soon as he comes, he says, well, what about the Yitzhar? Don't you know I have taivas and kina and covenant and all of that? He says, you're right, but I'm busy now. So come back tomorrow. That's a way out. That's Yitzhar says, mindless person has to know what to do on all levels. But, a Yerei Shamayim, a Shfal Ruach,
Moshe Rabbeinu, the Godol Shebe Malachim, the Eved Hashem, Ono Mikol Odo. He was totally subservient to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to the point that Dvar Moshe is Dvar Hashem. That even David Melech didn't have. David Melech was the level of Halachah Moshe B'chol Mochim. So what he says, that is in fact the Torah Shebal Peh Psach of what? That's Moshe, David, fine. The concept, a person who is in a situation, Shofal, in front of the Bein Shalom, is in a stage, in a situation where averus don't come naturally. And if he sees himself not as an Eved Hashem, then almost all averus can be brought to him without any trouble. Averus will come naturally. Ein mina koshin reno, the roiv averus pluyus bo. And then he throws in one more line to show us the essence of what we just said. See, that's where I took it from. The next line, V'lo oid elo shemishkachas haboyim elibay shal ha'odom. The essence of Gaiva is that it takes the Rabbein Shem out of the heart. That's the Mokam HaRuach. Shenemar by the Melech, it's a posuk by the Melech. V'rom levovcho v'shechachto es Hashem alakech. The only way that a person as a human being can contain still the Schiyas Hashem Levavoy is to be a Shval Ruach, to be an Eved Hashem. If he's a Gas Ruach, if he's a Rom Levavoy, he can be saying Baruch Hashem all day and saying Brochas all day and saying Hashem Hashem all day, but he b'chol forgot that Hashem exists. Shachachta. It's not in his heart. It's in his mind. It's in his words. It's not in his heart. His heart doesn't have any Hashem in there. That's Gas Ruach. The neshama is too high to degenerate. The Adam is too low to degenerate. Or it's the Olam Remedes. That area, that nekuda of man's greatness, enables the ultimate degeneration, the ultimate goal, the ultimate absolute opposite of Torah is Rima. If you want to give something more than a din, so we said before, Elokai Neshama Shesatmi Tahira, Tahira is purity, it's refined. Edel, it's spiritual, it's Torah. Especially when we're talking about Torah, not pure gold, but pure Nishon. If you want to talk about the absolute opposite of Torah, gas, ugly, disgusting, degenerative, destructive, the nekuda of Goa, the classical form of description of this, the avti, that's called rima. That's what rima is. The man dies is one thing, but the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. You know, nobody ever saw this. You know, they don't usually have opportunity to see this, and you're not allowed to see it. Quickly bury a person before that process starts. But we have to know it. Shetikvas enoish rimo. Man has his highest quality, that of bchira, that of self-accomplishment, that of self-identity, that of control, that of importance, that of malchus. That is his greatness. It fooled the Malachim Lechatchila to say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. But once the Chet rolled in, once the possibility of Gassus rolled in, once the Shichas Hashem became a possibility after Chet Adam Rishon, then man intrinsically has within his essence a limitation of a Gilui Kodesh Shemayim. He has within his possibility to choose evil something that is ultimately ugly. So it is fitting, therefore, tikvos enosh. Tikva usually means what is hope is. And the Maal says, well, you don't hope for me. It has to be positive. Says tikva has a more basic definition for hope. Hope is its usual form, but its more internal meaning means something that comes from the essence of it. I hope I'll be a millionaire. That's stupid. Right? What do we and a millionaire have to do? Right? But if I hope I will be able to use my koiches and bring them out in my koich lapoil, that's a tikva. Tikva means, in its essence, the, what do they call it in physics, the kinetic energy, the possibility that I have contained within the essence to go further. This is man's quality. He's a holach, he can accomplish. But after chet, after the possibility of Bechira enables Shikras Hashem, it allows for a blackness to cover over Shikras Hashem, cover over Gilui Kodesh Shemayim. Tikva is Rima. When a person knows, you're great, huh? You're a big man. You have lots of special qualities. You're very important. Look at your accomplishments. You're great. You're something special. No malach can do what you can do. No animal can do what you can do. Kol oylem nivre'elu bishvili. If he knows that that itself is the source of rima in the world, well then, what my greatness leads to rima. This enforces a person to know that there's only two choices. There's one way out. You don't have to get to Rima. If you upgrade to Eved Hashem. But no Eved Hashem. Koichiv Yatsim Yadi. That's Rima, my friend. That's Rima. Just like we see it, we see the rima crawling in and out of the ears of this pakit that we have to deal with. Right? When you see the other guy, the little melech, and you see him sucking your blood, just that you should know that he's the melech. No other reason. Just to know that he's going to decide. He's going to decide when and how and what color it is. That's the way it's going to be. And he's going to decide how many hashpolas and questions and details you're going to have to go through until he stamps your passport. Anybody who came across, who met, you met them sometimes long way. You meet them almost every day. Sometimes it's difficult to meet them. It's so clear. You see. Don't you just see them crawling in and out all sides? It's just tikvus and ushrima. You see it. That's one of the reasons why there are other these type of people in the world. Because to see it on yourself is not so easy. So I'm going to give us a chesed. And give us a lot of live, breathing and kicking examples. Here, you want to see it? Here, go to the bank. Go get your passport stamp. You'll see. Doctor. Waiting doctor's office. Tikva is enoishrima. Live. You don't have to die for it. In living colors. It's disgusting. It's absolutely horrendous. You think that you're powerful for this? You've lost your human form. You're no longer human. You are ugliness. You are the ultimate zero. Rima, you can't say something more zero than Rima. That is exactly... That's about the same thing. That is the living, immediate... All you need to find one. You don't have to use the look too hard. It's very easy. It's not much. It's not the second person you meet, the third person you meet. Baruch Hashem, in our society, we don't have these type of people so much because everybody's basically a Yerei Shamayim. Everybody's basically a Maim. But in the little Oifen, we do. So in order to see it in the Edel Oifen, so the Baruch Hashem gives us these opportunities to see it. And you can almost swear that you saw something crawling out of the guy's ear, right? Down his nose, up his something. It's like it was clear that this was the absolutely ugliest human being you ever saw. Right? It's an absolutely disgusting personality. It's really unclear why it would be immoral to put him in a gas chamber. You need to learn a special halacha for ritzicha, not to kill him. Right? That's the reason why it said leitzitzach, because you should kill him. Right? But no. He also has a plan. His place, one of his places, maybe there's other places, one of his places is to give us to see, here, look, you want to see what it looks like? Yeah, look, that's exactly what you look like. Each one of these people that we see, we have to look at as a mirror. Okay. Well, I'm not that bad, but I'm the same thing bad. And there's only one way out. The only way out is having ma'oid, ma'oid, shval ruach. A melech, man malchei rabbonon, any shroa that a person has, that is an equivalent aspect of gaiva that he has to carry with the job, comes with the job. He has to carry on the outside. It's got to be clothes, it's got to be form, it's got to be presentation. But the ruach, that's got to be shavuach. The leif, rom levavecho v'shachachta. The leif has to be shuffled. Yes, there are times when it's necessary to stand choshev and look at the other guy and put him in his place. Yeah, you have to do these things. There are places for it. Shmini v'shev v'shminis, or whatever the different shirim are. When that applies, a person sometimes has to get up and yell. You have to scream it. You have to make machos. There are things a person has to do that doesn't seem so shval ruach. But the lave, how can you play this game? How do you keep the lave small? If then on the outside everybody's trumpeting and running after you and off with the head and all. Malchus, David HaMelech, people have heads rolled by David HaMelech. It happened every other pasuk. How do you keep the heart from going up? That's half a tilim, is the expression of that. Because he was totally dovuk ve'elokof. He was an Eved Hashem. A person who stands in front of a light bulb, right, may think that he's bright. But when you stand in front of the sun, just a few million light years away, I don't know exactly whatever it is, right? You can't even look at it. Certainly don't think you created it. And that's only an Eved Katan of the Rabbi Yishon. When a person stands every element closer of standing the Pnei Hashem, of not being Shachachto, then Shfar Ruach comes easy. It's not such a hard thing. The more a person is Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, the more he's a Shfar Ruach. The more you're not Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, the more you're a Gas Ruach. Heavy Ma'oid, Ma'oid, heavy Shfar Ruach. She'tikva yisena ish rima. Okay?